Jamesy, what color cruff? What color tie do I wear with this?
With a double-breasted blue suit, Mr. Cardinal, I would suggest this one. Maroon with blue figures.
Maroon? That means red? I always thought that was some kind of a dope.
That word is boron, sir.
Well, what's the difference? Moron, maroon, it's the same thing. Well, I got this thing on. How's it look?
Oh, precisely correct, sir. Precisely. And the word you were seeking to use instead of tie is cravat.
Cravat. Okay, I remember that, Jamesy. Yeah, it takes a little time to make a mug like me a gent, don't it, huh?
Generations.
Eh?
Oh, nothing, Mr. Cardinal, nothing at all. Now, is there anything else you wish, sir?
Yeah, I wish the phone would ring so I know whether I got that date or not. Did I say that good?
Oh, very well, sir. Except that perhaps I would have said appointment.
Appointment. Okay, thanks, Jamesy. You know, I'm glad I hired you.
Thank you, sir.
You know, sometimes I can't get over this. Me, Tony Cardinale, ex-racket boss with a dozen English cut suits and English butler. In a couple of months, instead of dropping guys, I'll be dropping H's. Yeah, that's pretty funny, huh?
Is it, sir?
Yeah, you guys don't have any senses of humor. Jamesy, this is really living, ain't it?
Why, imagine so, sir.
Yeah. Costs a lot of dough. A lot more than I thought it would, but it's worth it.
Yes, sir.
Jamesy, you gotta help me do a little bookkeeping one of these days. My dough's gone too fast. Let's you and I get together. I'll get it, Jim. No, you do it. It'll sound classier.
Very well, sir. Just as you say. Mr. Cardinal's residence.
Is Mr. Cardinal at home?
Mr. Cardinal.
This is Mr. Leo speaking.
Really,
oh, just a moment, Mr. Leo. It's for you, Mr. Cardinal. Oh. It's Mr. Leo.
Mr. Lulu. Boy, that's what she is. Give me that phone.
Here you are, sir.
Hello, honey.
Tony. Oh, I'm glad you waited for my call. I was delayed a bit.
Oh, kid, I've been waiting all my life for your call, only I didn't know it. How's for tonight?
I'd like to go for a drive, if you don't mind, Tony.
Mind? Who minds? We'll go driving forever if that's what you want. I'm buying a new car this afternoon. I'll get it, pick you up at about 7. Then we can go put the feed bag on someplace. we'll go eat somewheres. Is that okay with you?
Definitely.
Swell. See you at 7, sweetheart. Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, what a dame, Jamesy. What a dame. She's the one who was here last night for dinner. Like her?
Oh, very much, sir. Wasn't it she who seemed so concerned about some individual who disliked you intensely, sir?
Yeah. She meant Al Bailey. He's a skunk. And who cares whether a skunk likes you or not, so long as you keep out of his way.
Yeah, Mr. Bailey?
You know what you have to do.
I think so. I walk over to the car, start it up, drive past here where you're standing and start shooting.
Eh? That's right, but yeah. You start shooting at that target on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
We're a million miles from nowhere out here and nobody will see or hear us. And I don't want you to miss, even though this is only practice.
I won't miss. When do I get to do this in person?
Tonight, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tony Cardinale changed his name, but he didn't change his habits any. He took away my rackets, and now he's trying to take away my girl. Only I'm not going to let him. Go ahead now. Get moving, Mike.
Okay, Mr. Bailey. This is some good idea. Where'd you get it?
From the FBI. I saw a newsreel once where they showed the FBI practicing. Okay, now start the car. Come on. When you get opposite me, start firing at the target.
Good enough. Here I come.
Atta boy. That's it. Now!
How did
Mr. Bailey?
I'm just looking at the target now, Mike. You want to know how you did?
Yeah.
Well, all I can tell you is I hope you do as well on Tony Cardinale.
Tony.
Yeah, Lane.
I like you, Tony. Is that wrong?
Yeah, sure it's wrong. It's wrong for Al Bailey and the millions of other guys in this world. But for you and me, it ain't wrong.
What I started to say was, I like you, but maybe I like Al Bailey better.
Huh?
Park here a minute, will you?
You want me to park? That sounds like a routine I should be giving you. Okay, I'll pull over here by the right side of the road, and you and I can talk this thing over. Yeah. Now what?
Now, let's you and I talk.
Oh, it's here to talk about. Come here, baby.
Tony. Dough.
Listen, kid, don't slough me. I'm loaded with dough.
I imagined you were, but Bailey has money, too.
Sure, but I got class, I got ambitions, I got savvy fare.
Savoir faire? Oh, that, Tony, believe me, that you don't have.
So, all right, I don't have it. But I ain't missing an awful lot of other things, am I?
Oh, I don't know about them. All I know is that very shortly, you may be going to be missing me.
Philo Vance speaking.
Vance, this is Markham. I hope I didn't disturb you.
You didn't. I was just sitting around reading this evening, Markham. What is it that's happened to disturb you?
A murder, Vance. The girlfriend of an ex-racket boss named Tony Cardinale, now known as Anthony Cardinal, if you please. You want to know the details?
As district attorney, you wanted to know them. As a private investigator, I'd like to, too. What was the victim's name?
Elaine DeLeo. Here's what happened, according to Tony.
He was a witness to the murder?
Definitely. But before I go into that, I may as well tell you that of late, Tony has become very social conscious. English car, English butler, English clothes, everything very elegant.
Including a very elegant murder he was a witness to, apparently.
Yes. His story is that he had just bought the car and was driving with a girl and had parked on the right side of the road when another car came by. Somebody in the other car had a gun, started shooting, and that was the end of Elaine.
What was Tony doing while all this was happening?
He claims that when he heard a shot from the other car, he slipped to the floor of his car and didn't get a look at whoever it was that did the shooting.
Well, that sounds reasonable if it were a dark road.
It was dark, very. Cardinal told us that Al Bailey, a racketeer, was also a friend of Mr. Leo's and had objected to her going out with him.
Well, isn't that nice? Motive and everything, eh, Markham?
That's right. But you seem rather skeptical, Vance. I don't understand why. It is possible that Mr. Leo was murdered, just as Cardinal said, and for the reason he gave us.
Is it, Markham? I think not. You see, Mr. Leo was killed by mistake. Unless, of course, Cardinal killed her, which is possible.
Vance, you knew nothing of this case until I telephoned you just now. And yet you can make a statement like that?
Yes, with great confidence that I'm correct. Where are you now, Markham?
I'm with Cardinal at his apartment. Are you coming up?
Of course. Don't go away, Markham, and don't let Mr. Cardinal go away either. My name is Vance. Mr. Markham phoned me.
Oh, yes, sir. I am James, Mr. Cardinal's valet. Please come in, Mr. Vance.
Thank you. Your name is James, you said?
Yes, sir. James Lyons. This way, please, Mr. Vance.
All right.
Right through this door. Mr. Markham is with Mr. Cardinal now.
Thank you. I'll go in myself, James.
Very good, sir.
Hello, Markham.
Vance, come in. This is Tony Cardinal, Mr. Philo Vance.
How do you do?
How are you?
I understand you were with Miss DeLeo when she was shot.
Hey, now, slow down, Vance. Take it easy. This thing's got me all off base.
I don't doubt that. You claim you didn't see who it was in the car that fired the shot.
That's right.
Were you having trouble with Miss DeLeo?
Oh, we were very amicable friends.
Amicable, eh?
Yeah.
Well, I learn new things every day. The word is amicable, Mr. Cardinal.
Well, you say it your way, I say it mine. What's this got to do with Elaine's murder?
What about that theory of yours that you told me on the phone, Vance?
Later, please, Markham. Mr. Cardinal, I have an excellent memory.
Yeah?
It reminds me now, for example, that you and a Mr. Al Bailey were enemies, and that a Miss Elaine DeLeo and Mr. Bailey at one time were very friendly.
So what?
Tony, in your racket days, if somebody didn't do what you wanted him to do, he didn't live to regret it. In fact, he didn't live, did he?
Oh, now, Van.
At the moment, I'm trying to make up my mind whether you killed Miss DeLeo for a similar reason. You see, in the event that you didn't kill her, I am quite convinced that somebody tried to kill you. Come on, Markham. We're going for a drive in Mr. Cardinal's car.
Where are we driving, Vance?
Out to where Mr. Cardinal was parked when the shot that killed Miss DeLeo was fired. It's right down the road a bit, I understand.
Yes, it is. And using his car is going to prove something to me?
Undoubtedly. It took me a little while to get used to this car, but it handles very nicely now. Now, let me see. He was supposed to have been parked just about here at the right side of the road. Oh, here we go.
Vance, I want more than anything else to hear why you knew that the girl was killed by accident. That is, if Tony didn't kill her.
You'll be able to tell me the answer to that yourself, Markham. This is an English car. The steering wheel is on the right-hand side of the car, not on the left, as in American cars.
Yes, I know that. Everyone in Europe drives on the left side of the roads. That's custom.
Of course. Now, if a car came in back of this one while we were parked, and if it were dark, where would he assume the driver would be?
Oh, I see. He would naturally think that the driver would be nearest him, in the left-hand seat, that is. And so when the murderer fired, he fired at the figure in the left-hand seat under the impression that that was Tony Cardinal.
That's right.
Mm.
When you mentioned an English car to me on the telephone, that's what I thought of immediately.
Vance, I know you better than anyone in the world, but you continue to amaze me. Dr. Watson, during his association with Sherlock Holmes, must have felt something like I feel right now.
Kindly save those feelings for the time I accomplish something on this case, if I accomplish anything. Well, I think the first thing that ought to be done is to find out how many people wanted Mr. Cardinal dead. Then to find which one of them killed Miss DeLeo in error.
Hurry up with that packing, Mike. We gotta blow this town fast now.
I'm hurrying, Mr. Billy. I'm going as fast as I can. It's gonna be awful risky. I'm trying to scram with the heat on, though.
No, it won't. I got a private plane all gassed up and ready to take off. As soon as you're through with those releases, we'll get going.
Who's that?
I don't know. But keep your gun handy, Mike. I'll see who it is.
I'll be behind a door. Go ahead, open it up.
Yes?
Oh, I beg your pardon. My name is Lyons, James Lyons. May I come in?
Why?
I'm Mr. Anthony Cardinal's valet. I think I might have something to say to you that's quite important.
Come on in. Well?
The gun in this other gentleman's hand is quite unnecessary, Mr. Bailey, believe me.
Stow it, Mike. Tuck the rod.
Okay, boss.
Well, now, let's have it. You're Cardinal's butler, and you're here. Why?
Well, sir, my entire duties were not confined to the Cardinal apartment.
Oh?
Yes, Mr. Cardinal was quite wary of you, Mr. Bailey, and very often he sent me to, well, to spy on you.
So?
Well, I just happened to be following you and this gentleman out to the country when you were practicing shooting from a car yesterday afternoon.
I get it. This is a holdup. You figure if I don't pay up, you're going to the cops.
Oh, no, sir, not the police, never, sir.
Well, what's the pitch?
Well, I thought perhaps Mr. Cardinal might like to know what you were doing yesterday afternoon. I'm quite certain you wouldn't want him to find out, would you?
This is District Attorney Markham. The Cardinal murder case opened when Elaine DeLeo was shot to death while in a foreign car owned by ex-racketeer Tony Cardinal. Philo Vance believes that the girl was killed by mistake, but he insists that if she weren't, then her killer was Cardinal. Al Bailey, underworld character and former boyfriend of the murdered girl, has been under surveillance, and my men report a visit to him from Cardinal's butler, James Lyons. Following the visit, Lyons went immediately to a phone booth where he is now just about to...
Yeah, Jamesy, what is it? What is it?
Mr. Cardinal, I had to call you. It's urgent. I've got a very unpleasant duty to perform. Unpleasant in that I should have done it before.
Go ahead, spill it.
Mr. Cardinal?
Oh, look, never mind the English lessons now. I gotta know what it is you should have told me and didn't.
Very well, sir. Your friend, Mr. Bailey, and an associate of his were practicing target shooting from a moving car yesterday afternoon. I saw them, sir.
Oh, I get it. So it was Bailey who tried to get me and got a lane, huh? Thanks, Jamesy. Where is Bailey now?
On his way to a private airport, I believe, sir. He owns his own plane, you know, and I've seen him fly several times. The airport is on Redley Drive.
Thanks, Jamesy. I ain't gonna forget this. Well, the cops have let me move around the way I like, so I'm leaving this joint now. Bailey thinks he's gone somewhere, does he? Well, he don't know that the only place he's gone is where I send him.
Okay, Mr. Bailey. Baggage is all stowed away. Wait till I climb in now, and then let's go.
Hurry up, Mike. Come on in so I can roll this window up and we can get going.
Where do you think you're going, Bailey?
You can't come in here.
Mike, he's dragging me out of the plane.
Yeah, Bailey, I sure am. And I'm doing it myself. Me, Tony Cardinal.
Hey, look out what you're doing. Hey, Mike.
So, Tony, you come around looking for trouble, huh? Well, you're going to get it.
Hey,
let him have it, Mike. Let him have it. I'm coming to help.
That's what you think.
Go.
Okay, Bailey, I'm ready for you now. So you were practicing up on shooting from a car, huh? Well, I don't need no practice for this.
Why, you never saw the day you could take me in anything, Tony.
Well, excellent work, Mr. Cardinal.
Oh, it's you, Fats. Where'd you come from?
I followed you here. I wanted to see where you were going in such a hurry. Now I understand.
Yeah? What do you understand?
A lot of things. Unfortunately, one of them is not who killed Elaine DeLeo. James, you're sure you've told me all you know about Miss DeLeo?
Well, there isn't much I could have told you, Mr. Vance. I haven't been working for Mr. Cardinal very long, and she was here only once.
Where did you come from?
Well, I've been in the States for some time, sir. London before.
And before that?
Well, my grandfather came from Holland. Is that important, sir?
At the moment, no. In fact, there's only one thing that is important, James. That is to find out who killed Miss DeLeo.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm quite sure that's so, Mr. Vance.
Vance! Oh, Vance, where are you?
In the library, Markham. You may go, James.
Thank you, sir. I'll be where you can reach me, sir.
I was hoping you'd come back here, Vance. Where were you?
I just watched a very excellent demonstration of street fighting. Only this street fighting was done at an airport.
Really?
Yes, Tony Cardinal caught up with Al Bailey and a friend named Mike and did quite a job of convincing them they ought not leave town.
Where's Cardinal now?
You won't have any trouble picking him up, Markham. In fact, he's probably on his way back here.
But Vance, he's still a suspect. There still is the possibility that he killed the girl in his car.
No question about that possibility. But he's too smart to run away and make us believe what we only think now. You know, come to think of it, this whole thing could have been an act.
What whole thing?
If Tony were really smart, and he is shrewd, Markham, he might have figured I'd follow him to the airport. And he put on a very convincing display of righteous anger against Mr. Bailey. Perhaps that was done for my benefit.
Don't you want to know how it was that Tony found out Bailey was going to the airport?
Not particularly. But if I did, I know you could tell me.
How do you know that?
Markham, when the butler James Lyons left the house, I knew you had somebody watching him. I know you had somebody watching Bailey's apartment, too.
Oh?
And when Lyons saw Bailey and then went into a phone booth, and shortly after Tony Cardinal left his apartment, I knew you'd know how Tony knew about Bailey.
Vance, I give up.
Oh, not now, please, Markham. Above all, not now.
And why not now, above all other times, Vance?
One very important reason. We're very close to the solution of the Cardinal murder case.
Yes?
That you, Vance? This is Cardinale.
Oh, hello. Rather late for you to be calling me, isn't it, Mr. Cardinal?
Make that Cardinale, Vance. I'm no gent. I was never cut out to be no gent. I got news for you, Vance.
Really?
Yeah. I'm blowing town.
Well, I've got news for you, my friend. I don't think you are.
Huh?
Tony, you've been trailed by the police ever since you left your apartment to go to the airport. Believe me, you haven't shaken them off your trail. But what was it you wanted to tell me?
Just this. I ain't no rat, Vance. I don't go lousing up guys with the cops. But before I bounced out of town, I wanted you to know enough to grab Bailey. Don't let him get away with this. He was trying to kill me when he got a lane.
Well, thank you for that information. I'm glad you called, Tony. I tried to reach you at your apartment earlier to ask you a question.
What question?
How did you meet Elaine DeLeo?
Well, she was Bailey's girl. I used to see her around with him, and I got to know her.
And how did you happen to get James Lyons, your butler?
Elaine got him. She went down to one of those swanky employment joints and got him. Why?
Why? Well, Tony, after you're through talking to me and you find that there is a police officer waiting for you, as I said there'd be, ask him to bring you here to my apartment. I'm going to ask Mr. Markham over and have him bring Al Bailey and your butler, too.
What's the idea?
The idea is to clean up the Cardinal murder case. Pretty good idea, don't you think?
I'm a little sleepy, Vance, but very interested in what's going to go on here in your place.
I was sure you'd be, Markham. I think I'll get things rolling now. Tony Cardinale.
About time you got started, Vance. What's going on?
Tony, I was never convinced that it wasn't you who killed Elaine DeLeo.
No?
No. But then again, I wasn't sure you did do it either.
Oh?
Al Bailey.
Well?
You wanted Tony dead, didn't you?
I'm not talking till I see my lawyer.
It just came from seeing his doctor. I took care of that, huh, Vance?
You certainly did, Tony. Now you, James.
Yes, sir?
You were hired by Miss DeLeo, but you told me you had only seen her once when she came up to Tony's apartment. Why?
No reason, sir. I just didn't think to mention that she had hired me.
You also went to Mr. Bailey's place and tried to blackmail him into paying you to keep quiet about seeing him and his assistant target practicing from an automobile. Didn't you know you'd be followed to Mr. Bailey's?
No, sir, I didn't think of that, sir. You see, all I thought of was converting some information I had into cash.
That wasn't it at all, Lyons. You knew you were being followed. You wanted the story of Bailey's target practicing to be brought to the attention of the police. You wanted him to be arrested for murder.
I, sir? Why would I want that?
Why not? Inasmuch as you killed Elaine DeLeo.
All right, Miss Patterson, get ready to take this down, please.
Yes, Mr. Markham.
Start talking, Lyons. Yes, sir. Well, I intended to kill Mr. Cardinal when I followed his car the night of the murder. It was parked. I couldn't see very well, and I fired at a figure nearest me. The one that should have been sitting in the driver's seat.
Just as you imagine, Vance.
That's right. Go ahead, Lyons.
Well, that's all.
That's all? Why did you want to kill Cardinal?
I have no intention of telling you that, sir.
You don't have to, Mr. Lyons. I'll supply that information, if I may. Markham, Miss DeLeo was Lyons' daughter.
Oh, what, daughter? How did you know that, Vance?
The name DeLeo. It's Dutch, and it means the lion. Lion? Lyons. Very close.
The father and daughter took different names when they came to this country?
I doubt very much whether they came to this country. You are an American, aren't you, Lyons?
It's your story, Mr. Vance. My part of it's through.
All right, then. He's an American. If he had lived abroad at all, he would have recognized that Cardinal was driving a foreign car and that the driver's seat was on the right. It was a new car, remember, and he'd never seen it before. But getting back to why Lyons wanted to kill Cardinal...
Yes, let's get that out of the way.
Lyons and his daughter were a team. She worked on important men, saw to it that her father was hired as a butler. Between them, they probably worked every racket from blackmail to robbery.
You're taking this job, Miss Patterson?
Yes, sir, I am.
The motive for killing Cardinal was simple. Lyons here was stealing from his employer. Cardinal was beginning to become suspicious, I believe. I'll need confirmation on that, Mr. Lyons.
All right, that's true. Just the way you said it. I never meant to kill my daughter. Never. And when I found the mistake I'd made, I tried to get enough money from Bailey to get out of town. I also wanted the police to find out that he and his assistant had been target practicing from a moving car.
But what led you to me, Vance? Just tell me that.
The discrepancies in your stories, Lyons. Your name and Mr. Leo's. And your very obvious attempt to have the police know about Bailey. All of those things added up. I'm inclined to believe, Mr. Lyons, that you may consider your career at an end.
No doubt about that, Vance. His career and the Cardinal murder case, both.